You're listening to SBS News.
The UK government has decided to ease some COVID-19 restrictions slowly after recording 31,000 coronavirus deaths. From Wednesday, people can participate in unlimited outdoor exercise, enjoy the sunshine in a local park, play sport against competitors from their own household, and drive to other locations. Prime Minister Boris Johnson anticipates from as early as June, some shops will start to return to normal and students will head back to school in stages. But Mr. Johnson says it would be madness to make too many changes prematurely.
We're taking the first careful steps to modify our measures. And the first step is a change of emphasis that we hope that people will act on this week. We said that you should work from home if you can, and only go to work if you must. We now need to stress that anyone who can't work from home, for instance, those in construction or manufacturing, should be actively encouraged to go to work, and we want it to be safe for you to get to work.
From July, the UK government may reconsider a partial reopening of the hospitality industry and other public spaces depending on infection rates. But Labour opposition leader Keir Starmer says Mr Johnson's speech was unclear and he wants more details about the guidelines.
I think what the country wanted tonight was real clarity and a sense of consensus. And I'm afraid we haven't got that. The basic message, stay alert, just isn't clear enough. And there are more questions than answers in the Prime Minister's statement. And we now have the prospect of England, Scotland and Wales with different messages and pulling in different directions. So That clarity isn't there and the consensus isn't there.
Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon says each jurisdiction should make its own decisions.
I have no interest whatsoever in politics when it comes to tackling this virus. It is perfectly consistent with an overall Four Nations approach to have a pragmatic acceptance that we may move at different speeds if the evidence tells us that that is necessary. And I believe we do now have that acceptance.
Ms Sturgeon has gone so far as to ask the UK government to refrain from launching its Stay Alert advertising campaign to avoid confusion because she wants all Scots to stay at home. Someone else who is staying at home is US Vice President Mike Pence after an aide tested positive to COVID-19, prompting three White House members to enter quarantine. Meantime, France's lockdown rules are being gradually lifted from today. The death toll in France has fallen to its lowest daily level since strict lockdown laws began in mid-March. But on the streets of Paris, Jean George is warning the fight against the coronavirus pandemic is not over.
There's not relief yet. We still need some time for people to understand. People need to stay calm, and they say there is a risk for lockdown to be reimposed. So we're not giving up on anything. We're staying alert, and let's hope the government and the carers and the whole community stick together.
The French Transport Minister says public services will be reduced and commuters will need written permission from employers if they are travelling to work during peak times. Minister Elizabeth Bourne says there are many challenges ahead.
In the Île-de-France region, Paris and wider area, the challenges are considerable because typically there are 5 million inhabitants of Île-de-France and now we are going to divide by 5 the attendance of those using public transport.
In Italy, the daily tally of new cases fell to 802 from more than 1,000 on the previous day. But in Germany, there are fears COVID-19 is spreading again with the reproduction rate of infections rising above one. And as debate over the origins of the coronavirus continues, the World Health Organization has dismissed reports it withheld information because of pressure from the Chinese government. The total number of confirmed coronavirus cases worldwide has exceeded 4 million. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.